Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Broadcasting live from the glorious eastern coast of Australia to the darkest corner of your greatest fears. Prepare yourself for terrifying tales of yaois, UFOs, paranormal anomalies, and much more. Nothing is impossible and nothing is off limits. Welcome to Believe the Night Shift with your host, Cade Moyer.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. It is a pleasure to be with you wherever you may be joining us from. Tonight, we are broadcasting live to YouTube and to our website. If you are watching live, be sure to comment and let me know where you're listening from because I always like to find out how far this show is reaching. My name is Cade Moyer, and I am your tour guide tonight on tonight's journey. And if you wish to join me, I have an open line for you. The number is on the bottom of the screen if you are watching this live. The number is 07-3040-3096. Now, guys, just a heads up that we are going to be talking about the new UAP report released by the US government that dropped at about 8 a.m. this morning. Just to kind of timestamp this episode, today is the 13th of January of 2013. So, guys, I hope you've been having a fantastic start to your new year. As you all know, the podcast is currently just on the mid-season break. So, if you do want to come on the show, this is the time when I do a majority of the recording. So, if you have an experience that you want to share, please get in touch with me either via the Facebook page, the website, or, of course, you can email me the email address is believepod@gmail.com. And I'd love to hear from you because we've got a couple of episodes in the bank and I'd love to get a couple more because this upcoming season is going to be an absolute cracker. Also, just heads up, today is Friday the 13th. We've missed the last couple of Friday the 13th just by funny dates, but we've got it this time. So if you have a spooky story or, you know, a favorite scary story that you want to share, please call in and share it because I am all ears for that, especially if you've got like a bit of an urban legend around your city or something like that. I always love hearing about, I guess, the local monsters that people have around their area. So if you have a local monster in your city or, you know, the area that you live in, call in and tell me about it. I am all ears. So guys, let's basically jump straight into the UAP report. So I don't know how many of you are aware of this at this stage. It's fairly new, only came out today. And basically, I'm going to give you a bit of a read-through of it because it is it's not that extensive, unfortunately. So for those who are wanting a full-on disclosure, again, it doesn't happen quite like that. And it probably won't ever really happen like that. So hopefully we can dive in, dissect this a little bit, and see what we're dealing with at the moment. So, guys, if you are watching on YouTube and you have any questions, please let me know. We'll see if we can get to those while we're reading through this. But of course, if you do want to call in, share an encounter, or you have any questions or any thoughts about the new UAP report that has been released, the phone line is open. So again, that number is 07 3040 3096. And you can call in at any time within the next 50 minutes. So, look, we're going to dive right into this. So, this has come from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. This is an official report. And it is absolutely gigantic. It is a whopping 12 pages long. And basically what we're going to do is we're going to go through, see what we can find out about this and kind of break it down into some common language. Let's go into it. So essentially, and I do apologize for my reading ability. It's not overly great. But we are going to dive into it. There's lots of acronyms. You're going to have to really, really pay attention on this. Just a heads up that we did have a bit of a troll going on in our YouTube comments as we're kind of going along here. We blocked him. So he's gone. You don't have to really worry about what's going on in that chat anymore. We got rid of the negativity there. So fingers crossed we don't get anything out like that for the rest of the night. So if you do see anything like that, just flag it and I will get a little notification about it and we can get rid of him. So essentially the let's go through the executive summary. So this is basically the summary of this report. Now, something to keep in mind is that this report is a report on another report. So the one that doesn't get released to the public, the one that we don't get to see, unfortunately. So keep that in mind. So this is basically like the very, very tip of the iceberg. And we're going to see what we can get from this because I kind of have a summarized version of this myself. That I'll basically go through with you after we read the executive summary. So I do apologize. There is lots of acronyms. Hopefully we can all kind of keep up because it is a bit of a mouthful. So essentially the unidentified aerial phenomenon, also known as UAP, reporting is increasing, enabling a greater awareness of the airspace and increased opportunity to resolve UAP events. In addition to the 144 UAP reports covered during the 17 years of UAP reporting included in the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, that's the ODNI, we're going to hear that acronym a lot. Preliminary assessment, there have been 247 new reports and another 119 that were either since discovered or reported after the preliminary assessments time period. This totals 510 UAP reports as of the 30th of August 2022. Additional information is provided in the classified version of this report. So just keep in mind that this is the unclassified version. This is, we're not going to get all the juicy information, unfortunately. AARO and ODNI, and unfortunately, we don't know what AARO stands for at this point, assesses that the observed increase in UAP reporting rate is partially due to better understanding of the possible threats that UAP may represent, either as safety or flight hazards or as potential adversary collecting platforms, and partially due to the reduced stigma surrounding UAP reporting. This increased reporting allows for more opportunities to apply rigorous analysis and resolve events. So this is great. You know, we're getting more UAP reports officially happening. The stigma is starting to drop around it. And, you know, with the whistleblower clause kind of getting ushered in, I think we're going to be seeing a whole lot more. The establishment of the Department of Defense, the DoD, All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. So this is what the new acronym potentially could be for UFOs moving forward, is the All Domain Anomaly. So basically what this is referring to is that these craft are basically found in every domain possible. So that's sky, space, underwater, I do believe that there's even another name, multi-domain anomaly is another term that's kind of getting thrown around, but this may be the new name for UAPs going forward. Should facilitate more coordinated UAP efforts, resulting in greater attribution of UAP data. While limited data on UAP continues to be a challenge, the establishment of AARO, with its broad scope of authorities and responsibilities, and its replacement of the Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force, aka UAPTF, will allow for increased coordination of efforts against the UAP problem set. AARO. You just listened to a preview of a Believe Plus episode. If you want to listen to the entire episode, head on over to believepod.com/plus and become a member.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.